On the Claire's Matt and Kimber catch-up, City of Perth is making a fortune in parking fines. I did my best Dr. Carl with a bit of sciencey stuff. And it turns out you do a lot of stuff in your sleep.
Switching on Claire's Matt and Kimber for a laugh in the morning is easy. And switching to Clean Heat to save on your natural gas bills is easy too. Claire's Matt and Kimber on your computer. Gosh, how high-tech. Enjoy this podcast. Everything Perth.
Just Kimber and I this morning. No Claire'sy on board.
Yeah, he'll be back tomorrow.
Do
you mind if I get fired up about something?
Go on.
The thing is, it's not a reasonable thing to get fired up about.
It never is with you.
It's a bugbear for me. It's something that I know that I don't really have many rights to be angry about, okay. But I am.
Okay.
The City of Perth has raked in more than $7 million in parking fines in the last 12 months.
Okay.
This makes me so angry.
Okay, why?
Because I hate paying for parking, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like parking is the biggest rip-off in this city. Mm-hmm. I will pay $28 for a Caesar salad. I will pay ridiculous prices for a coffee. But paying for parking feels like I'm not getting a service. It feels like I'm getting nothing out of it.
What are you talking about? You having the privilege of driving your car very close to where you want to be.
Yeah.
That's the service you're getting.
But like, you know, it's so expensive. I mean, half the time you only want to be there for half an hour. You've got to drop in and pick something up or you've got to, but it's crazy that you have to pay so much to park.
I get this. Look, don't get me wrong. I don't like getting a parking ticket nor a speeding ticket.
No.
Right?
No.
And you know, when I see those multi-novas and I go, right? And
yeah.
I try and keep under the limit, as you know.
Yeah.
But I also take it on the chin that if I've overstayed or whatnot or if I'm speeding, then I'm going to get a fine. And, you know, I can yell to the hills that it's about the government and revenue raising and all that. But at the end of the day, you know, if I need to park my car in the city, then it's, you know, I'm prepared to pay for that.
I know, but I just think, like, if they're taking in $7 million in fines, imagine what they reap in from those who pay. Because the people who don't pay for tickets or go over the time limit or whatever and get a fine is going to be a smaller number of people compared to those who are doing the right thing and paying.
Yes, it
right?
is.
Right? So, like, that's a lot of money going into the city. And they say that the money goes from parking fines back into the community to pay for things like free Wi-Fi, CCTV security and road maintenance.
Yeah.
But I feel like I pay for that in my car, rego, and I pay for that. Do you know what I mean? Like, are we double dipping here?
Well, probably. But what's the other option? Just pure chaos and anarchy with cars parked, double parked.
Just fairness, and, you know, like getting a $90 fine for parking somewhere 10 minutes over your limit is just unreasonable.
Well, I mean, but
look, Matt, okay, here's the thing. You know that feeling you get when you realise your neighbours have put the wrong recycling stuff in the wrong bins?
It does annoy me.
That feeling is the same way I feel about parking. Does that make it any easier?
Oh, totally, totally. I know that we all have our button.
Yeah.
Right, that gets pushed. And, yeah. But the difference is that mine is reasonable.
Claire, Matt and Kimber, weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
She blinded me with science.
Oh, right, I've got a couple of sciencey things for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, binge watching TV.
Yeah.
Doesn't work.
What do you mean?
That's all I'm
work?
Saying. No. So the head of Netflix said a really interesting thing to his shareholders where he said that his service's biggest competitor was sleep.
Right.
Isn't that interesting, right?
Wow.
But they're saying now that, I mean, we all love to binge on TV programs, but they're saying that your memory literally starts to tank. And so if you watch more than sort of two episodes in a row, yes, you'll kind of remember that a major character died or that there was a major explosion. But a lot of the little nuancey stuff, you simply won't remember.
I absolutely believe that because there are so many times that I've watched an episode or watched a season of something and really binged and then gone back to watch the next season and it's like I have never seen the show before.
Yeah, well, you know binging. There's no doubt about that. Here's one for you. Now sneezing. They're now saying, like we were talking about, because you snuff, don't you? You both sneeze
snuff,
and cough.
I kind of cough, sneeze, so nothing comes out my nose.
Well, they did experiments in a 4-meter like tube.
Yeah.
Right. And the sneeze particles, and not just sneezing, coughing and breathing, right?
Yeah.
Sends particles at least 4 meters.
Yeah.
Right. And that the bugs live for at least 45 minutes in those droplets.
Are we suggesting this is some kind of new?
Well, they never realised it went that far and that they lived for that long.
Are you kidding me? I treat everybody as if their plague can cross the street, come home with me and spend the day.
I
all germs are disgusting, keep them far away.
If people could see you now in your bio suit, they would understand what you're talking about.
It's a snug fit, but yeah. I like it.
Oh, it looks great. Now, it's told you that I love all this stuff. Today's the winter solstice, so it's our shortest day.
Mm-hmm.
It's 4 hours and 11 minutes shorter than December the 21st, which is our longest day.
4 hours?
4 hours and 11 minutes. We still get 10 hours of sunlight here in Perth on our shortest day. So today is 10 hours, 3 minutes and 23 seconds, right, which is 1 second shorter than yesterday and 1 second less than it will be tomorrow. I love that stuff, right?
Use your time wisely.
I really do, but this is the big one, right? So the Kepler telescope has discovered 49 planets within the Goldilocks zone, okay?
Right.
So the Goldilocks zone, of course, not too hot, not too cold, just right.
Oh, okay.
So and 10 of those are basically the size of Earth orbiting a star which is similar to our star, and so potentially we could live there. So we're looking at this kind of giant intergalactic real estate grab at the moment.
Yeah, right.
But as if anyone's going to give us a lease after what we've done to planet Earth.
Yeah, can I get a reference? Hell no.
No way, man. And the thing I want to know is that they called it the Goldilocks zone, and we know why, because of the fairy tale. But essentially it's the celebration of a home invasion. And I don't think science should be doing that.
Claire's Matt and Kimber, weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
Kimber, do you know what you did between the time that you closed your eyes and went to sleep and woke up?
Well,
you think you slept.
I'm assuming I slept.
Maybe a bit of rolling around in the bed, but nothing too dramatic, right?
Yeah, the usual.
Well, spare a thought for Afi Adagio, right? Now, this woman eats in her sleep.
Oh.
She gets out of bed, she goes and she prepares food.
Sometimes I won't even remember eating. And I wake up in the morning and might find an empty plate. I might walk into the kitchen and think, oh, I've been eating last night.
Isn't that incredible?
Oh, wow.
She will not only get up but prepare food.
Yeah, wow.
In her sleep.
In her sleep and just doesn't remember doing it.
I mean, that's extraordinary. But, and apparently, it you know, it's not common, but it's certainly recognised as a syndrome, but they know it happens.
See, that's a syndrome for her because it happens regularly.
Yeah.
Like, but sometimes it just happens now and then. I've done a couple of things in my sleep. I mean, I sleep talk occasionally.
Do you?
Yeah. Every now and then my boyfriend says, wow, you were gossiping about rubbish last night.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah. And he often says the stuff back to me and none of it makes any sense. But I have twice now received packages of clothing here at work because I have ordered stuff online in my sleep.
No way.
Well, I don't remember doing it. So I've either done it just as I'm going to bed and I'm not super conscious, like I'm really out of it, or I'm doing it in my sleep because the things arrive and I recognise them and I go, oh, yeah, I know what this dress is. It's not a total surprise.
Right.
But I do not remember placing the order at all.
Sounds like a very convenient excuse to me. I think Cocaine Cassie should use that one. No, I was asleep when I packed the headphones. And people do weird. I mean, I had a buddy who woke up, when we were like 16, in Beckenham. He woke up one night at 4 a.m. and he's sitting on a park bench in his undies.
Oh, no.
And just going, what, you know. And another mate who was staying over, and I woke up and saw him standing at the door of the bedroom reading the phone book.
You'd just be so disoriented. Like, what am I even doing here? Oh.
Claire's, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
Thousands of Australians are getting up in their sleep and eating without even knowing that they're doing it.
It'd be great if you actually woke up and realised that you'd run a vacuum over the place and painted.
God, I wish I was exercising in my sleep.
Yeah,
I would love that. We want to know what you've been doing in your sleep. Tom's in Rockingham. Tom, what do you get up to?
Well, it's only happened once. I was in the Navy and my wife and I, we were stationed up in Cairns.
Yeah.
And we were staying in these units. Anyway, during the night, my wife rolled over to wake me because there was some noise out the back, something going up and down the stairs. She got up, the front door was open, walked around the back, and there was I, naked, running up and down the stairs.
You were exercising in your sleep.
Yeah, I was. And the thing was, I was sailing the next day for a patrol.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So,
naked patrolling. I mean, you were technically patrolling your own donger there, yeah. That was not a euphemism.
And you think you've only done it the once, Tom?
Well, I think so.
Yeah. I'm sure if you'd been in the Navy, your fellow sailors would have let you know.
Nice one. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Vicky Lee in Hocking. Vicky, what have you done? Well, Vicky Lee, what have you done in your sleep?
No, it wasn't me. It was my son. When he was probably about 9 or 10. He'd been with my husband doing an oil change on a boat.
Yeah.
And went to bed that night and whatnot. And I woke up to a noise and I thought, alarmed me. So I went and checked the kids and they were both sleeping in the same bedroom. One was in his bed, one wasn't. And I thought, oh, my God, someone's come in and, taken one of the kids. And I went outside and I found him. He climbed up on top of the roof in his sleep because he thought the boat was on fire and he just kept saying, I've got to get out, I've got to get out.
Oh, no. It's resourceful. I mean, he's trying to save himself, but yikes.
And how did you talk him down or did he wake up?
It was kind of like that thing where you don't really want to wake them just in case they get alarmed.
Yes.
So I can't remember how I did it now, but anyway, I finally got him to come around and then he realised where he was and, just got him down. But, oh, my God, it scared the life out of me.
Oh, and just extraordinary to think that, obviously that thing between sleep and being awake is a very muddy
fine
area.
Line, yeah.
If you can climb on a roof.
Yeah. Thanks, Vicky.
Thanks, Vicky Lee.
No
do you know,
worries.
I read recently, just this week, I read somewhere that the whole don't wake people while they're sleepwalking is a myth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that it's better and safer to wake them up. Well, if they're on a roof, perhaps.
Just blown me away.
Oh. Yeah. Zanelle's in Forestfield. Zanelle, what have you been doing in your sleep?
When we were living in South Africa, my dad actually told me that I didn't wake up. I walked in my sleep and then I wanted to jump into the pool. And right before I jumped, he grabbed me and then I just turned around and then walked back inside the house.
Well, so you're just going to go for a midnight swim?
Yeah.
See, that can't be safe. That must be very scary.
Either that or Zanelle was about to do her personal best time. I mean, it was one or the other.
Exactly.
It's extraordinary. And I have a feeling, I wonder if do you think you would have woken up when you hit the water?
Yeah, I think I would have because it was winter during the time. So I think I would have woken up.
That would have actually been terrifying.
Terrifying.
Waking up in the water.
Yes. I'm wondering how did I get here?
Yeah. Wow. Thanks, Zanelle.
No worries. Bye.
Bye. That is very interesting.
Now I feel a bit disappointed that I don't do more in my sleep.
You're fine just the way you are.
Well, there's another Claresy, Matt and Kimber podcast. Done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Switching on Claresy, Matt and Kimber comes with plenty of rewards. Switching to Clean Heat comes with rewards too. New and existing customers enjoy a 20% discount on natural gas.